Shira and Zion Bhagavasra of the Siri Toshi Memory, May 15th, 1980, on Thursday.
We really pick the ammo from the list of the pigeons. So Hare Ushabashi. So then we presume that this pigeon came from the chain. On what basis? So there is a view of God. There is a view of God. In other words, just as there is a view of law, there is a view of God, and that's the child. When the two Birurim are in conflict with each other, which one prevails? But each one by itself is in a vow. Now, here if we find the pigeon very close to the coat, to the nest of birds, so there we presume that it came from that coat. But if it was found more than 50 amo from the shaper, harim shomit, so it walks in the fire. Nimtzo b'shnei shaperes, between two shaperes, and the question is, did it come from this shaper or from that shaper? So it all depends. If it's closer to this one, so it has to be restored to the owner of the shaper. If it's closer to this shape, to this shaver, so it has been restored to the owner of that shaver. Kol vezeh shalei kol eshoi, mechta o mechto, shneyem yachlein. Nipo, geizel ha-nimtzo b'sei chamishim amo shal shaver, nimtzo b'in shnei shaveres, b'sei chamishim mishnei. B'sei chamishim mishnei. There is a kasha by the Rishash against this Rashi, because he says, we say Hamishi Mishneh. Say Hamishi Mishneh. And here there is a Babel, there is a Rashi. The Rashi was a good Amunet. The Rashi was a good Amunet. Because all the night of the needs of the Shaykhri. Achutz of Hamishi Mama, Namako. So Rashi says here, because all the night of the needs of the Shaykhri is Achutz of Hamishi Mama, Namako. So the Rishash raises the question, why does he say, because all the night of? Thus implying only according to Havamina Gemara, it has reference to the case of Chutz for Hamishim Amo. Even according to Maskonia Gemara, it has reference to the case of Nimtzo of Chutz for Hamishim Amo. And this is how Rashi, Bishvil Shokronim, explains it. So, but we'll leave it this Rashi. So in other words, the Bishash raises the question against the two Rashis. He says here, Nimtzo b'shnei sheikhris, b'sei chamishim shnei. But why b'sei chamishim? Outside of the chamishim. And the Rashi, so the Rashi in the Mishnah is in line with the Rashi in the Babylon. Because all the title of Nimtzo b'shnei sheikhris, achut v'chamishim am. Achut v'chamishim am. So that means that only the Salt of Aitok is that it has reference to Nimtzo achut v'chamishim am. But the Maskoni is that it has reference to Nimtzo te chamishim am. But Rashi himself says in the explaining the text of the Lord, Bishul Shal Kromi, that the Kromi not in the Chutz v'Chamishim. So in the Kromi Maskone, it has reference to the case of Chutz v'Chamishim. That's the Rishash Kashi. Against the Rashi of the Babel, and also against the Rashi of the Mishnah. It is true that Tetzres in one motion, Tetzres that for Dal and Dal, the Baramasra called the middle of the day. He heard the Chutz v'Chamishim in the middle of the day. So Tetzer says in one motion, so he says, void me, no kachriyo, mashma shayro, is a shaykhri, bisei chashriyo, vani put me kei, nimtso bisei chashriyo. You like it, limei chashayim, shaykhri daome, after you in the chaykhim cloud. What does it mean in the chaykhim? Chochek means, yesam chamishim. And then in the chaykhim means, tei chamishim. So Tetzer explains the term of the Gemara in one motion, that according to the Maskon of Gemara, the Mishnah is applied to Teh Chamishim. But Rashi, in explaining that, applies it to Lacha Chamishim. So why does Rashi say here the Balaam? Because all the night of Nimtzo b'shnei sheikhris is a Chutz v'Chamishim. As see, only according to Havamine, it applies to Chutz v'Chamishim. But according to Maskon of Teh Chamishim, when according to Rashi, even according to Maskon, it has reference. And then why does Rashi and Mishnah say Nimtzo b'shnei sheikhris b'sei chamishim mishnei? So that's the Rishash Kashi. Well, it's not such a strong Kashi, but anyway, I'm just pointing it out. I mean that the Rishash directs his kasha against the Rashi in the Mishneh and against the Rashi in the Bible. Against the Rashi in the Bible. So, according if Rashi had explained the Gemara the way Tesis in the second Moshe explained, there wouldn't be any difficulty. But the question is, Rashi, in his own explanation of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch Komin, he says, that the Komin wanted the Chutzur Hamishim. So, in other words, so he applies the Mishneh. The Mishneh to Chutzur Hamishim. So why does he say he consulted Eifel? Why? As a Kashmir. Omar Abchali, Rebbe Korez Hilken Acharo. Suppose there is a question. There are two Perurim that are in conflict with each other. From the point of view of law, it's one way. From the point of view of Korez, it's the other way. So, what prevails? So, each one is a Biro by itself. But when there is a conflict between the two Perurim, so the Biro of law prevails over the people of God. They become a Belgian Rabbi. The Abel Gab, the Ruben the Reise. The Kobe the Reise, Afil Hoche, Ruben the Reise. What's the Rabbi? They become, in Bodom of the Fanei, the Yech will Halle Hacharoi, the Uka, the in Taylor Bay, Acharakore, Eimika. Halle of the Acharoi? Let's say, I mean, suppose a baby is found, he found it. And we don't know whether it's a Jewish baby or it's a Gentile baby. So, now let's say, suppose a Jewish baby is found, let's say, near Borough Park section. So, in Borough Park, so at least a part of Borough Park is completely Jewish. But, from the point of view of the general population of New York City, so of course it's a Gentile. So how is the child to be considered? It's found. Is it to be considered as a Jewish child or as a Gentile child? So Nimzo Biyah Shabuva Nochi. So the Halacha is that the Mitzvah Hachri is in Leilas Biyah Shabuva Nochi. But here, if he's found near the ballpark section, I mean, what should I say here in Chicago, near Francisco Avenue? So, if a baby is found, so if from the point of view of Kohel, so we should say that it's a Jewish child. From the point of view of all, I mean, the general population, so the whole residents of Chicago are Nochrim. So, Meir Sharaf Hanina says, Reb Kohel Vilchakal, in other words, that we have to consider him as an Ochel, because the Bureau of Law prevails over the Bureau of God. The Abba Gab, the Ruben the Reise, we call the Reise, Abba Hochel, Ruben Ode, Reiko, in Bodom of Pane, the Gabriel Halakarai, the Uka, let's say, the example I mentioned, it was found near the ballpark section, near the Jewish section, the baby. So, from the point of view of Korek, we should say, after all, it's close to the place that is Jewish. So, bin Taylor be Hakore, so Yingil Halakari Rukat, but from the point of view of all the general population, so he's an Ochel. So, bin Taylor be Hakore, Beirika, Halil be Hakari, the Avodah with Abai, the Reise, each Biro by itself is a Biro with Reise. Who be the Reise? How do we know that who is the Reise? The Chsi. So Rashi says that the Mokia for the Biro of Ro is Achirab Lattis. As a matter of fact, there is a whole Sumi and Hope. The Hope, the more twice to learn it out from Akot Mime, from Borajune. Kamo be Kamo, not from Achirab Lattis. Here Rashi says that the Mokia for the Ochel of the Biro of Ro is Achirab Lattis. The more has been mentioned Achirab Lattis. The more mentions the modern nations come up kicking. Come up from the Tseyach, Rehuj Dimu Trepri, from Akel Rodvine, maybe it's not only. Come up kicking. Not from Akel Rodvine. But there is a Rashi Nechum, and Rashi Nechum that you now have said as follows, that since there are two kinds of law, there is a Rubin Yitzikamon, and there is a Rubin Yitzikamon, so as far when the Gemara mentions Kamo Kamo Tzukim in the Galtor, Makovine, Etzeach, du betrifft du junge Wabobibu, von Poradume, maybe die Poradume is a treife. So all these psukim are mentioned the sources for the Bureau of Law of Ruben Lesnar. Let's see, Makovich. Maybe he's not his father. So what kind of the answer is? So, or let's say from Ritzeak. If somebody kills a treife, it's what all we say, the Gavotel. So how can we visualize a real reset by from Ritzeak? Maybe the Nirzach was a treife. The answer is the treife or the Malach treife. So what kind of a rob is it? It's a Ruben Lesnar. So all these psukim now mention the connection with the Bureau of Ruben Lesnar. But here the Gemara is discussing not the role of the Lesnar. There could be even hard to visualize a conflict between the Bureau of Koreh and the Bureau of Law of the Lesnar. But it's easy to visualize a conflict between the Bureau of Koreh and the Bureau of Law of Ruben Lesnar. That's called the Polish. Let's say if a teenager is found, Nimtzo, the Gemara in Ksuvetz, Nimtzo b'niyo sh'rub enochri, so machil on the merits. So what kind of a, why call the Polish Merube Polish? Merube Polish. So what kind of a rob is it? It's called the Polish Merube Polish. That means Ruben Yisikamon. So Ruben Yisikamon is reduced from Achirabu Hattis. Just as by Sanhedrin. After all, the Pesuk of Achirabu Hattis is mentioned actually in Sanhedrin. So if Sanhedrin say the Rob say Chayev is Chob say Zakai. Chob Bez. Whether Sanhedrin or the Mormons, this is the Allah of the Chob say Pagam Lahadis. So that's a Ruben Yizikamon. So the Mokia for the Bureau of Ruben Yizikamon is a Pagam Lahadis. The Mokia for Ruben Lezikamon is the Tzeya or Makovine or Pagadume, whatever. Possibly. And here we are dealing with Ruben Yizikamon, so Rashi says, Baragam Yitabari the Raise. Ruben the Raise, the Chzim Achirabi Mahadis. We go with the Raisa Dirsi, Gohoyo Yirakri, the Avalga, oh, so Rashi says, how do you know the Bureau of Koreh? From the Parsha of the Rabbit, what does the Torah say? That he, if he holds his family, who need a Mikol, so the skin, five skin, have to go out and they have to measure which city is the nearest city to the spot where the hole was found. And then, of the Akribo have to bring an Eglarupe heifer and they have to say they have to daily. They have to bring the nectar of the heifer and they have to say your day will have to wash their hands and they have to say your day will be shot for as a domazel. Your day will shot as a domazel. So who brings the Eglarupe? The Akribo. So you see from this Rashi, actually, I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it. But we see from this Rashi, we soon see whether the Gemara says it or not. But we see from this Rashi that the only reason as to why the Iraqi was to bring an Eglarupe is not just in the Zakos of the Iraqi. But because who is Mechuyev to bring an Eglarupe? The city from which the Mitzayah came. So we don't know from which it has a Ritzayah. It's a whole Badom. So somebody killed it, there is a Ritzayah. The question is the Ritzayah came from city number one or from city number two or from city number three? So the skin has to be made in, and then when they find out that city number one, let's say, is the closest city to the place where the hole was found, so then we presume that the Ritzayah came from that city. The Ritzayah came from that city. So it's not that the closest city has to bring an Eglarupe. The closest city has to bring an Eglarupe. Why? Because there is a presumption that the Ritzayah came from the closest city. But if it will be determined that the Ritzayah came from a city that is remote, that is distant, so then that city will have to bring an Eglarupe. So, why not get the closest city? Because we say that the Mitzvah came from the closest city. even though, so it's a raya that covered with a veil. This one, we cover the raya that receive oil in raya. So, you know, as a kashi, Omar Rahman, then we cover the raya, Baba, that we cover the raya, we cover the raya, Afi Loch, and Ulo, Moses, Rav Zeh, Rahe, Vohoyo, in raya, in raya, so that's it, he has to bring the raya, and we, it's it, he has to bring the raya, the city from which they say, okay, the Avodah Nikachite Divisione, but according to Rachamine, the tree becomes a Boker Aharon. So why should we leave a tree, even though it has a relatively smaller population, bring in a Gravite? Let a distant city that has a bigger population, let's say the closest city has a population of 10,000, and the distant city has a population of 30,000. So why would the Torah say that the closest city that has a population of 10,000 residents has to bring the Rabbite? Let the distant city that has a much bigger population bring the Rabbite, because it's really becoming a Holocha Rabbite. Now let's see what Rashi says. When you're actually a Mamma Yachin, so you can manage your men with Ram. Be like a drink of his own, a little men, our cool and job. Now, what's the chat when the Gemara gives it to us, be like, but he became. If there is a distant city that has a bigger population than the Krivo, so then the Krivo doesn't bring. Who brings? No one brings. Or there are the Krivo brings. So at that point, there is a Machlokes Rishayim. From Tesis it's mashma. From Tesis it's mashma. That if the distant city has a bigger population, so then the distant city brings them out. But it's not so spelled out. But the Rambam spells it out. פרקטס נלחס מציח הלוכן, הלוכן בו בן זי. אינו עיר הקריבו מביאו, אלו בזמן של מי הנריב שבו, ומי הנעיר או חלקו ממנו. אבל אם הוי הועילו שבחלקו, מראו בנבן שיקריבו ממנו, הלכי נחרו, ואמרו בי מבין לעבור אוהב. So, ואמרו בי מבין לעבור. It is a sweet says, no, that if the distant city has a bigger population, so then no one wins. In other words, according to the Rambam, it seems, according to the cases, well, the Rambam is difficult here, because Rambam is mashma. He shares in the heart, but according to Rambam, according to the cases, so the halacha is that the city from which the Mitzvah came. So, is mechuyev to bring it about. There is no our special halacha, kreivu. Krivo is mechuyev because we say that the Krivo is the city from which the Tzeiach came. But if we say that the Tzeiach came from another city, Rechenko, so the Krivo is the city. So there is no special halacha that the Krivo is the city. That's according to the Rambam and Thesis. But according to Thesis 3, it's true. There are two prerequisites. First of all, a city from which the Mitzvah didn't come, a city from which presumably the Mitzvah did not come, cannot bring an account. But even if we know that the Mitzvah came from a distant city, so the distant city cannot bring an account. because it's a halacha. Only a chaimo can bring. But there is a tie. Which chaimo can bring? Only the chaimo, if it is that kind of chaimo, that presumably the Ritzeya came from. But if the Ritzeya didn't come, then the chaimo cannot bring. So in other words, according to this, there are two. This is the Mubasa. And according to this, there are two prerequisites. First of all, it must be presumed that the Ritzeach, no probability, must have come from that city, and then that is the closest city. That is the closest city. So even if there is no city from which the Ritzeach possibly could have come, we don't consider those cities at the other end of the world, because we only consider cities that are within the transportation of people. But city from the other end of the world, where, from which people don't come here, so maybe that we don't consider. But there is quite an area of cities, of towns and villages that the Ritzeach could have come, from which the Ritzeach could have come, and the totality of all the cities in that area is certainly all negative, the closest city. So maybe if Al-Khanini is right, if they call for the Harop, so we should say that in all probability the Ritzeach came from one of the surrounding of the distant towns. Not the closest town, but the distant towns. So, and still we say that the cable brings, doesn't that indicate that really calling is hola haha hakori? So Gemara says, the Yishev is binor, the thing of another, that when we say that the year I cable brings, the year actually will bring the Glavufe, if, let's say, there is a city here, and there is a city here, and there is a city, there are two cities near the spot, and one city is the closest city, and then all these cities, including the road upon which the hole was found, is surrounded by mountains. Now, the fact that it's surrounded by mountains doesn't mean that it's physically impossible to go through. But people don't go. They don't exert such an effort to cross through mountains. So mainly all the other cities that are beyond on the other side of the mountain, so are not included in the circuit. So mainly, and there are just a few cities where the Ritzeach could have come. So if the closest city has as many residents as the distant cities within that area, the enclosed within the mountains, so then the closest city breaks. Now the question is again the Rambam, this halacha of So the Rambam mentioned that when is there a chiyuv of an Egla Arufe, only if the city, the Yirachimbo, and the Derech, and all the other cities are all enclosed by mountains. So mainly, it cannot be that the Ritzeach came from Gubedalem. The Rambam should mention it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Alright. בין אורן שאין דרך רוצחי, לא בין יוקים יזכיר ונכנס. Not, so Rashi says שאין דרך, you know, just because there are mountains, so maybe, so it's impossible to take. Of course, you can go through the mountains, you can pass through the mountains, but it's not likely that anyone should come and go through the mountains. Now, here Rashi says, being a hobby, שאם דרך רוצחים לא במיוקים מסחרר מכאן. So we see that the Ela Arufe has to be brought from the city where presumably the Ritzayah came from. The Ritzayah came from, because he says שאם דרך רוצחים לא במיוקים מסחרר מכאן. He doesn't say שאם דרך מיוצוחים שאם דרך מיוצוחים בואי מכם מסחרר מכאן. Now, the Gemara synthesis that in respect to the passage that the Tzikri Emilio had to say at the middle of the Galatian the Bein Bishop was Adom Azeh the Chisal Al-Baitcho she Pesd Nohu they had to vindicate themselves that they didn't shed blood. Could anyone in his right mind imagine that the Bezdin killed this person? Elo שלא רואים לו איסן ופתענו ולא עם זה מסוגון לבוי.
It's the Yirach Hebo has to be in the Baruch Hebo.
because the Hirakreva is this, presumably, the Hirakreva is the city from which the Hake. So apparently, that the Mechayev of the Rabbe is not the fact that the Merach, we could say the same thing, because Moneshev, the Hirak and the Merach killed war at this part of the Holy Spirit. So the Melech, so just as it is a bill, as far as in Vayek, that the Hirak came from the closest city, so Korach could be Mivayek, that the Merach came from the closest city. Why does Hashem besides the Mitzayah? Not that. So we see from Rashi that it's not a city. Suppose we know that the Hirak came from city number one and the Nera came from city number two. Which city will have to be in the ground? So from Rashi it appears the city from which the Hirak came. Not the city from which the Nera came. Why? When the Mishnah explains the vindication of the Zikni here, so they only vindicate themselves that they are not guilty in neglecting the Merach, but they don't say anything about the Hirak. In other words, so they should say, Yodenu Mishoftes Adom Hazeh, Rineinu Lirov. In other words, we didn't know that this Ritzeach Hex, that there was such a character in our city. But because if we had known and we didn't take any measures to punish him, so then they would be responsible. They only have to vindicate themselves that they did not knowingly neglect that in his lifetime. So doesn't that tend to indicate that the kapore that has to be brought, after all, like that, is a kapore. It's like a call. It's not a call, but it's like a call. In other words, it's a kapore. Kapore of Lam Chol Yisrael. So it seems from this mission it appears that the kapore is to be brought. The Raupe is to be brought by the city from which the Mitzayah came, not by the city from which the Niyotah came. So isn't that the Kashi against Rashi? So, from Rashi it appears that way, but from the Mishnah, doesn't it appear from the Mishnah that the Kapora has to be brought by the city from which the Niyotah came? Minastam is the same city. But suppose we know that the Hira came from city number one and the Niyotah came from city number two. So from Rashi it appears that city number one has to bring the kapore, not city number two. Not city number two. But doesn't it appear from the Mishnah that the kapore should be brought by the city from which the Nera came? They are high on the kapore, they are doing it. It's their responsibility. So that's no kashya, because it's two separate things. First of all, there is a chiluk to be with an ego. There's the kapore, and then the bezdin of the Hirakreva has to make a certain declaration. So the declaration that is to be made by the bezdin of the Hirakreva, that has to do with the Merach, with the possible neglect of the unfortunate Merach. But the Egla-Hufe has to be brought by the city from which the Mitzayah came. None of that. So this Mishnah does not present any kasha against Rashi, because it's two separate things. However, in the Yerushalmi, there is a machlokes as to whether the kapore of the Rahufe per se, not about the declaration, the kapore of the Rahufe is a kapore that it has to be brought by the city that from which the Mitzayah came, or it has to be brought, the Rahufe has to be brought by the city from which the Nera came. Minastam, if we don't know, so it's the same city, because the same bill of Korah that is Mivare, the whereabouts of the Hebrew is also Mivare, the whereabouts of the origin of the Nera. But there is a machlekes in the Yerushalmi. So like this, without the Yerushalmi, so we could say that it's two separate things. The declaration is based upon the origin of the whereabouts of the Nera. And but the Baruch itself is to be brought because of the whereabouts of the Eber. But in the Yerushalmi, there is a matter. Rabboni Yehoche Paskin Kroi Meheri. The Rabboni Yitamon. In other words, there is a machlokes between Chachmei Arz Yisroel and Chachmei Bobo. So, the Rabboni Yehoche Chachmei Arz Yisroel apply all the psukim to the Heir. The Rabboni Yitamon and Chachmei Bobo apply the psukim b'nei. Rabboni Yehoche Paskin Kroi Meheri shall go in the declaration, but see, we don't have to distinguish between the mechayev of the declaration and the mechayev of the baruch itself. It's the same thing, but there is a machlokes. Rabbonon the oche, in other words, of the Arz Chachmei Arz Yisroel, passed from Kro Beheret. Yodeinu Nishok Shchoes Adon Hazeh, Veneinu Ro. So Beheret, Shem Yibo Al Yodeinu Patarnu, Velo Yagamu, Veloinu Vinachnu Vinondinu Al Dinu. In other words, so the person has to make a declaration that they are not guilty in any way, because we didn't know there was a Ritziach. There was a Ritziach in the city. We didn't know anything about it. Had we known, so we certainly would have meted out the punishment against him. So the Rosh of Yerushalmi is Shkohei Shalbu Aledeinu Potanu V'lo Yadanu. But it doesn't mean that Yadanu, because Besdin cannot execute a person for killing unless they are training, and there is a story in Kabul, a story in Sanhedrin, she regis achasmi, she bashon ma'aril chabonis. So I mean, so how can Besdin be nechshav, be suspected of knowingly neglecting the meeting out justice to a tzer? After all, I mean, this is. In order that Nisa should be meted out, I mean, there are so many facts that have to take place. I mean, so do we have something that maybe all these prerequisites were fulfilled? The answer is, it doesn't mean that basically is guilty only if, let's say, one person killed another person. One person killed another person. And in the presence of Aiden, we are swearing, Kabbalah is swearing. And then the Aiden came to Basin, and basically, not only in such a case, Besdin is guilty. Of course such a case didn't happen. But suppose Besdin knows there is a certain person who tries to hit and tries to kill. He didn't kill anybody yet, and Besdin didn't do anything to him. But Besdin knows that there are certain people who are dangerous, and they commit violence, and they don't do anything to him. And then Besdin realizes when it's too late, after he killed. So Besdin is guilty. For example, I mean, the whole system in the United States today, I mean, Casey, so for years and years, he seduced young boys, and everybody knew that Casey was a homosexual who seduced boys. What at all? Freedom. He didn't harm anybody, according to the popular opinion. So when the people begin to realize that Casey is in danger only when they found that many of his victims were killed. So that means that the whole system is guilty. All the courts are guilty. And the legislature, they're all guilty because of this excessive liberty that is given to everyone. So this is what the Rabbanon Dehoche said. The Rabbanon Dehoche Pasku Koye Behere Shulibu Arvedenu Patanu. So it says Ruyo Adenu. But then it says Ruyo Yinu Binachnu Binununu. It doesn't mean that Besen is guilty only if they know that someone killed and they don't do anything to him. Even if they didn't hear that someone killed, but they heard there is someone who commits violence, someone who abuses boys, and they don't do anything to him. They don't even arrest him, nothing. And one time he appeared before a judge, and the judge had rachmanes on him. After all, he didn't do anything terrible. What did he do? Homosexual. So in name of the best is guilty. The best is guilty. So that's the Rabbanon, the Hoche, Chmeyat Yisrael. The Rabbanon, the Tamon, Pasen, Choye, Binera. Loibu al Yokinu, Patanu, Velo Yiboyo, Velo Yino, Binachnu, Velo Yitanos. So actually, so you see from the Yerushalmi that it's a Machlekes between Chmeyat Yisrael and Chmey Bobel. So the Pshat that Rashi says in the Mishnah in Seite, Patanu, that it's irrespected in Iraq, that accords with the Shite of Chachmei Bohel. But according to Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, so the declaration it revolves around the Iraq, and according to us, according to Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, so the declaration and the Gemara itself are both based upon the origin of the Mitzvah, not in the Iraq. So that means that when Rashi says here, שאינדרך רוצחים רובים מכים מסחרים ומכאן, that accords with the Shite of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Chachmei Bobel, so again it's based upon Koren. But the same view of Koren that applies to the whereabouts of the Mitzayach, applies to the whereabouts, the origin of the Nera. But we see that there is a Machlekes in the Yerushalmi, in other words. So, in other words, whether the Kapora of the Baruch, as a matter of fact, here, we see from this Gemara that who is the risk of the Kapora? Only the Rashi. And why the Rashi go? Because, presumably, the Ritzeach, or the Nera, came from the Rashi. He came from the Rashi. So who needs kapore? Only the Rachel. But the Sefri says, Katan olam cho Yisroel, asha potisa. So Katan olam cho Yisroel, eyu ha-chay, asha potisa, eyu ha-meisi. Milani, cha-meisi, mitzchichem kapore. In respect, that Sefri is used as the mokya polisya. But the Sefri doesn't deal with Yisrael, he deals with the kapore of Elahu. Ki imotze chol badon. So the Sefri says that when the whole is being so bad among Jews, so then everyone is considered guilty. All of Klal Yisrael. Not only Klal Yisrael that is living now, but even our ancestors. They also need kapor. The fact that a murder could happen among Jews. So the whole Klal Yisrael has to bring a kapor. But the halacha is that one city is the shliach of Klal Yisrael. So in other words, but the kapore is needed, everyone, Klal Yisrael is mechoy the kapore. It's not that just that city has to bring an agbarut. That city is like the representative of Klal Yisrael. And they bring the kapore for Klal Yisrael, not only for the living, but even for our ancestors. If such a thing, a murder happens among Jews. So Mimele and the Shaila is, do they need a kapore because of the neglect done in connection with the Barak, that he wasn't accommodated, that he was neglected, he was ignored, or they need a kapore because of the neglect that took place in connection with the Heilig? So, in the middle, according to the Chachmei Arz Yisrael, so the Nirak Hebor, and Nirak Hebor is really the Shriach for Klal Yisrael. So the Nirak Hebor has to bring in a Klal Yisrael in order to be Mechaber for the neglect that was done by Klal Yisrael, and especially by the Nirak Hebor, because they were closer to him, in the neglect, in not curbing this Ritzeach, so that he shouldn't culminate in a Ritzeach. When it becomes Ritzeach overnight, it's a gradual process. In not punishing him when he just committed violence. So, and according to Chachmei Bovel, so the Kapore of the Ramukhi is required in order to be happy for the neglect that took place by the residents of the city, and they are primarily guilty. I mean, but everybody is guilty. All foreigners are guilty. Even our ancestors are guilty for any ritzicha that takes place by Jew. So, if now in New York it happened that the former yeshiva bocher so was convicted of murdering Reb Paretsky, a brother of one of the Rosh Yeshivas in the Yeshivas of Tzvokhono, so he's being accused of guilty of murdering his wife, an unborn child too. So that means that it's not only his own community are guilty. All of us are guilty that such a thing can happen. And that's, I'm not saying any cautious, I mean, that's the Pirush HaMikros, this is what explains it. Kapi ala amcho yisroel asher b'tiso. Kapi ala amcho yisroel achai asher b'tiso l'anisi. So in other words, everyone needs a kapore. Klal Yisroel needs a kapore for a single murder that takes place among Jews. But there is one city that has to realize that kapore, that has to bring that kapore. But he brings that kapore, that city brings that kapore for everybody. Not just for that city. So the machleket between Chachmei Arz Yisrael and Chachmei Bovel. And Chachmei Bovel is in regard to what neglect the neglakuta has to be brought. So according to Chachmei Arz Yisrael, the neglakuta has to be brought because of the neglect that took place in connection with the acquiescence of the people in not curbing a potential Ritzeach. If somebody became a Ritzeach, that means that for years it was brewing in that curbing. And according to Chachmei Bovel, so the kapora is required because of the neglect that was done by the residents of the city and by all of our Israel in neglecting and trying to provide for an unfortunate destitute person. Okay, all right, we'll leave it here for the end of the argument.
Shirayin Chesem Bavavasra Hei Sivan Eitov Shem Mem, May 20th, 1980, on Tuesday.
The Rashi's lotion here is that the Nirak Hebor has to bring the Klal Yisrael, because we say the Mashiach is from the Nirak Hebor. But we saw that in Yerushalayim there is a Machlokes between Chachmei Arz Yisrael and Chachmei Bovel, whether the Chiyuv of Klal Yisrael is to be Mechaper for the neglect done towards the Merah, or for the neglect done by the cloud in not catching the stopping the Ritzeach in time. In other words, if every Jew had exercised the proper care to stop crime, so this wouldn't have happened. So, in other words, the Rashi says that the Ritzeach, that's in accordance with the Manomar, the Kaporah is for the neglect committed in not apprehending the Ritzeach, but in not stopping the Ritzeach, in not curbing the Ritzeach, so that he wouldn't become a Ritzeach. If the Klal had taken the proper care, then this Ritzeach would not have become, it would have turned into a Ritzeach. But Rashi explained the Mishneh, so he said that he emphasizes the Nirzach, not the Ritzeach. Now it doesn't make any difference because the same view of Kohen that applies to the Nerach, to the hearing, applies to the Nerach too. The same view. Right. Now, Mosi Rabbe, the Holy Holy Rabbe, the Holy Holy Rabbe, the Holy Holy Rabbe, so we just see that Rabbi Kore is not Ola Chacharo. So the Gemara said, do it. So we see from this Gemara that the reason is why the Rabbe Kore is not Ola Chacharo is because we presume that the Tzeya Lera comes from the Rabbe. And if we say, like a Panime, that we call it Oharo, so if there is a near Chaykon that has a bigger population, so then we should say that the Ritzeach comes, the Ritzeach the Merah, come from the near Chaykon that is the Hugo Birchuzi. So what doesn't the Torah say that only the near Chaykon, even there is a near Chaykon in Vishnu, so the Gemara says, in the way. Right. Now I mentioned that there is a machlokes b'shem. According to Tosfos, and according to the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, so the Gemara says, but if he came, there is a Yod Chayko, that he has a bigger population, so then the Yod Chayko that has Chobuch Huzim brings the Rambam. According to these three, that's impossible. Only a Nirach Eilu can be in the Gemara. But if there is a Nirach Eilu that has a bigger population, so then the presumption is that the Ritzeach came from the Nirach Eilu, so then no one brings a Gemara. No one brings a Gemara. In other words, according to these three, in other words, there are two prerequisites for the Chiyuv of a Gemara. First of all, that only the Chayim can bring. And the Chayim cannot bring, even if we are sure that the Chayim is the city where the Ritzeach came from, the Nerach came from. And then there is another halacha that even the Chayim can only bring a Nevi'ah Rupe if, presumably, it is the city from which the Ritzeach came from. That's according to the Tzvi, but according to the Tzvi, and according to Raman, according to the Rambam, so if the presumption is, if we presume that the Ritzeach came from the Yer Chayko, that is not Fish Bechuzen, so then that Tzvi from which the Ritzeach came, the Nerah came, is the Chuyot to bring in the Bible. The Reizu Mosabu Bedalme, so the question is, even if like a so, but there is a whole, there are so many towns from which the Ritzeach will come. So, as from the point of view of Rov, we should say that the Ritzeach, instead of coming from the Yirach Rebo, came from one of the towns, the villages in the world. And when we say the world, we do not mean Australia. I mean, we mean from the places that from which people constantly come. People constantly come. So how is it that the Torah says that the Yirach Eilu brings? The answer is that when there is a conflict between the Biru of Rov and the Biru of Korev, so Korev prevails. So here too, even though from the point of view of Rov, there are two possibilities. One is that the Ritzeach, the Nerach, came from the Yirach Eilu. The other possibility is that it came from Rov cities in the world. From one of the Rov cities in the world. It couldn't come from two cities. but from one of the rock cities of the world, the bulk of the cities in the world, that are within the area of travel. And the Torah says that you actually look green, so don't tend to deduce from that the dream called Ohara, correct? So you want to say it's being shared with me all. Be shepherding on. What does it mean, shepherding on? Shepherding on means, it doesn't mean that it's impossible. Even though the cities, in other words, the cities are enclosed by mountains, but it's still possible to go through the mountains, to go over the mountains or between the mountains. But if it's shepherding on, so it's not likely that people will travel. So, but if it's not Yishev Binori, in other words, if the Yirachim happens to be in an area where people keep on traveling from other cities, so then he doesn't bring, so the Yirachim does not bring any value. Now, the Rambam, so the Kinte of the Leke, the Rambam mentions. But I should mention that when it does Yir HaKevah bring a Negla before, only if there is no, in the vicinity, there is no city that has a larger population than Yir HaKevah, and also that the Yir HaKevah and the other cities are all enclosed within a closed area between the home. I should mention it. But if the Kribol and the Lechiko are not enclosed in a certain area, they are not enclosed by mountains, so then the Kribol doesn't bring any other work at all. So that will mean, according to this gift of the Gemara, under normal circumstances, a city in the Kribol cannot bring any other work, because usually, it's not in order. It's an unusual situation, should be involved. So the Rambam should mention it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam says this. We hope in Alasha, they will be better. Here in the Harlem, if those who are in distance are more than the number of inhabitants in the Kramer city, so they are moving, so here in the Harlem, they are moving maybe in Harlem. Then we say, now, Kazan, Abel, we say, here in the Harlem, in Ador, the Hill in the Harlem, for all. Now, so the question is, why is the Rambam asking that the Kribah only brings an Eglah Rufor if it is Shevet Binori? Now, it's possible, From this Gemara it appears that the reason is why the Kribah brings the Negla, because presumably the Yirach Kribah is the city from which there is a Yatelim, there is a Yavinara Kerim, but that Gemara is in the sense, the vice is in the sense, that suppose that city number one we measure, the relative distances of the hollow from the surrounding cities. So we determine that city number one is the closest city, but city number one is no best. City number one, city number two is relatively relevant. City number two is the next closest city, but it's not that closest city. It has a best. So who brings a level for? Who brings a level for? So a level for brings the city that has the best, even though it's not a closest city. So if we say just as there is a possible cable brings, not because the cable is the place of origin of the Mitzvah of an era, but it's because I also the cable brings. So that's the Alochel, the closest city that has the best. But if the reason is why the cable brings is because we presume on the basis of the people of God, that the Kribo is the place of origin of the Mitzvah, of the Nera. So, but of course, it goes without saying that as far as the pure is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether there is a Vesten or there is no Vesten. So even though the closest city has no Vesten, and the next closest city has a Vesten, but the presumption is still that the Mitzvah came from the closest city that has no Vesten. So how can the next closest city bring an example? So this doesn't give any text, but after all, I mean, we have to give direct something. We cannot say that the next closest city does not bring, when it's advising for ashes, that the next closest city, the tenth person brings. So we see that the chiyuv of is not limited only to the city that presumably is the place of origin of the Mitzvah. There is halacha of Kribo, even if it's not the place of origin of the Mitzvah. So how can that be explained? I mean, in order to answer this discussion that is published in Zalman. So we cannot say Tetzis because Tetzis doesn't say it, it doesn't say that. But you certainly can say it in Rambam. Rambam doesn't tell the kasha, but you make the kasha. Now, I mentioned the Sifri last time. I mentioned the Sifri. Kapel Amcho Yisroel HaShabadison. Kapel Amcho Yisroel. Kapel Amcho. Ewa Chai. Yisroel. Ewa HaMitzi. HaShabadison. Ewa Yitzi Yisrael. The Lama Chavis is for the Kapel. And not only the Mitzi, let's say the late generation. Let's say, if you want generation, so a hollow is found, so then their parents, the previous generation by the Kapor, all the previous generations, up to the generation of the Israel, who lived, when they lived thousands of years ago, they require a Kapor for this terrible crime that was committed in Holland. I mean, this is not the just the meaning of Musa, I mean, that Dawah, there's a church on me called the Sifrisis. So in other words, so from this Sifri we see that it's not just one city that requires a Kapore. Klal Yisrael requires a Kapore. And not only the contemporary Klal Yisrael, those Jews that live at the time that the whole is found, even their ancestors, the remote ancestors, up to Yitzhak Yitzchak, we can go beyond that. Because that is just a sign, so the collection of all the story was formed. And before it's just a sign, before Avatar, there was no such thing as a collective of all the story. Halim Azeli Yisrael. So that means that all the story, throughout the generations, requires a kapore for the fact that the whole was found in the moon clouds. So, but the Torah says, only the Iraq Rebo, only the Iraq Rebo has to bring the Glaube. The answer is the Iraq Rebo is like the Shriach for Klal Yisrael. The Iraq Rebo is the one who realizes that Habu Es Kapore is done by the Iraq Rebo. But the Kapore is needed for Klal Yisrael, not only the Iraq Rebo, all the towns and the whole generations. But the Iraq Rebo is the one who has to realize the Maizah. The Maizah, but the Kapore is for all Israel, for all the Arabs, all the Jewish communities, throughout the ages. So we made a powerful thing. In other words, that the Alochis, the Maisa Avoya, has to be realized by that city that has a Shaykhas to the tragedy. Who has the biggest Shaykhas to the tragedy? The Yerachevo has the biggest Shaykhas to the tragedy. Now, so we made even though we see that if there is a near beneficiary, so then not in Yerachevo brings that lack of it. But the year record that is deficient in a brings, the answer is if there is a presumption that the Ritzeach came from the year record that is deficient in a, so then the year record that is deficient in a has to be a shaykh. Because after all, we presume that the Ritzeach came from there. But if we don't know, but if there is no year record deficient in a, so then we presume that the closest city to the spot of the hole is the place of origin. So mainly the Irachevo has the biggest shaykhs. But the Kapora is for all the Ayores. For all the Ayores, the Kapora. But the Maisei Avoye, the Maisei Avoye has to be done by that ear, by that Ayor that has the biggest shaykhs. So Minastam, there is no Yerchev in Ophishmei, so we presume that the closest city is the place of origin. So Mele, that city had to be the Shaykhs. If there is evidence which tends to show that the place of origin is near Yerchevo, so that city had to be the Shaykhs to the tragedy. So Mele, the Aloche is that Yerchevo can only bring if there is a best. But if there is no, if there is no best in the Yerachevo, then such a year that has no best is mufke of bringing the Baruch. So who has to bring? So the next city that has the biggest shaykhs. You see, like this, so the closest city has the biggest connection with the tragedy. But there is a way that only a Nayor that has a best you can bring. And I know that there's not any best you cannot bring. If thou have been that only the Yerachevo requires a kapore. And so then we couldn't say if the Yerachevo has no best, so the next post. But since that the kapore is required for all dialogues, and when the Yerachevo brings, it is like the Shriach of all dialogues of all Israel. In other words, but the Yerachevo has to bring because the Yerachevo has the biggest shaykhs. But in the closest city, the city that has the biggest shaykhs has no best. So then the next closest city has to bring. So then the next closest city is the city that has the biggest shaykhs. Now, and even though the presumption is that the Ritzeach is from the closest city that has no Besdin, not the next closest city that has a Besdin, so it still doesn't matter because it's a halacha that a city that has a Besdin, that has a Shaykhs, can bring. So in the melee, if let's say that two cities, El Chevro and Chevro, and El Chevro has a Besdin, so then the Recheiko has the biggest shaykh, the biggest connection with the tragedy, with David. Mashenke, if the closest city has no best, so the next closest city has the biggest shaykh with David, and the middle is the real. Alright. Bidoeke? Oh yeah, that's the best thing. Bidoeke, 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 ועמי ישרחו בסדר גרובה, וירושלים הביאו אל הרוב, ואף אדם נכסים, וירושלים הוא נוסד בו, ולכל מוכים, כל ישראל הוא יבואים לרגל, וגם ישון עם יש השונו, ורוב עם דור עם לגובס, וגם הוא יסעירו, הוא יבואים שם ישראלו, שקרו לו לחל הסעמי, ויש לימא, שהוא יבקים לי, שהוא יבקים לו, ורק בירושלים, אין אמר, ומחס כי שכל ישראל הוא יושב, The point is, and I don't know where is the mockery of these cases, that we have all the Jews lived in Yerushalayim. I don't know. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara. The Gemara says, in respect to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, but from Don Bar Bir Sheva, we will motzu, till it is an AK showing, Ptim Bitumim Tam. So in Don Bar Bir Sheva, apparently, there were Jews who inhabited all of Eretz Yisrael, all from Don Bar Bir Sheva. That's all the gruim of Eretz Yisrael from one end to the other. So obviously, when Jesus says that all the Jews lived in Yerushalayim, in other words, that the other cities did not have any Jews. I mean, it's a very strange thing. So Tainzves probably means there are certain times in the reign of Hezekiah, not in all the years of the reign of Hezekiah. But where did they get it from? I don't know. Now, we just said, in answer to this discussion, how from here we see that the Yerachim brings, because that's the city where the Mitzvah came from. But the crisis even said that the closest city had no peasant, and the next closest city has a peasant. So the next closest city brings, even though it's not a place of origin of the Mitzvah Levera. So he said that in view of the fact that the Kaptone is brought for all of Israel, for all Gaios, but the Yerachim is only the Shliach who realizes that Kaptone. Who carries out the Maizavoy. So the Melech, it's not Alochedavke. It's not Alochedavke, the city from which the Mitzvah came. The city that has the biggest shaykhs to the Ali, to the Fetch, the biggest shaykhs. Now, the city that from which we know or presume that the Mitzvah came has the biggest shaykhs, even if it's not the closest. Even if it's a Rechim. But, if that city that has the biggest shaykhs for some reason cannot do it, because it has no Besdin, so then the next closest city has the biggest shaykhs. So then the next closest city can bring. And after all, and if that will have been, that the Kaptone is only required for the city from which the Mitzvah came, so then it's not shaykh to say the next closest city. The Mitzvah came from the closest city, not from the next closest city. But the Kaptone is required for all Gaios, for Klal Yisrael. But the halacha is who is the Mevi, who is the Shliach of all Gaios of Klal Yisrael. So who carries out the Maizavoy? So the halacha is that the Maizavoy is carried out by the city that has the biggest shaykh. But yeah, there is a cloud. Even though it has to be a shaykhs, it must have a basin. If it doesn't have a basin, so the next city that has to be a shaykhs, the next big shaykhs, so has to be. So then the question is, alright, so that answers this discussion. But then, we can't understand the Gemara discussion. The Gemara asks, the reason was all without. So be sure in the Gemara discussion. We understand, because if Rabbi Kohen Olah HaKharov, so then we presume that the place of origin is the city that is not Rishinei, the Recheiko. So the city that is not Rishinei, the Recheiko, is the Rishayit, not the closest city. But when the Gemara says, the Rishayit was over down there, now we don't know which. So that means the reason was a woman down there, and no one should bring. You see, the Miri is the only Vishnu who explains this Gemara, Lazar was a woman down there, that means that all the cities should bring the Negla Akufe, Bishud Ves, all the cities who are involved in the song. So, all the cities should bring the Negla Akufe, and then they should stipulate. Let's say, city number one, city number two, number three, number four, number five. So they should all stipulate. If each one should say, and the other should say for him, I mean, there should be an agreement. Now, mechatchilah, they all give the money for the Negla Akufe. But, and they all have a chilah. But they should stipulate that the city, city X, let's say 10 cities come together, and they bring the Negla Akufe. and the other are all everything. And we don't know which city is really the place of ours. That's how the Mila explains it. So they should stipulate that whichever city exceeds, so all the halakim of the other cities should be given to X, to city X. But the Mila is the only Mishnah explained it that way. All the other Mishnah, they explain it simply. The reason was a whole Dalme. So the Mila, no one should be allowed. So the question is, how can we say that no one should be in a Baruchet? If the Allah had been that the Chiyuv of a Dargo as a Baruchet is limited only to the city that from which the Mitzvah came, so the Mele, in case where there is a Uber Dalme, so no one should be. But we see from the price that if there is no best in the Yerak Fevo, so then the city that the next closest city that has the best in brings, and we explain it because the way, the Maisa way is not limited only to the Yerak Fevo. In other words, the Kapora is required for all diets, but there is one city that is like the Shriak for all diets, and the Maisa way has been carried out by that city. Which city is the Shriak for all diets? That's the city that has the biggest shaykhs. Now, but if the city that has the biggest shaykhs for some reason is Mufke, so then the next closest city, even though it's not of the place, it's not the place of origin of the Mitzvah or the Nerah. So the Mele, how does the Gemara ask the reason for Shabbat Dalme, and no one should bring? But after all, just as in the case where the closest city has no best, so it can be brought by the next closest city, so in the case where the Mitzvah, we know that the Mitzvah did not come from the closest city, because there is a Gemara Dalme, and the Mitzvah came from one of the towns and the villages of the bulk of the cities beyond it. So the one that has to be a shaita should bring. So what's the more discussion? So we can say that the Rambam really explained the more differently, not the way. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say anything. And the Gemara's Kashi, the Lazel was over down there. But there are some machine. Tinsus appears that this is how Tinsus understood the Gemara's Kashi. Tinsus understood the Gemara's Kashi, that the Lazel was over down there. So in Mele, even if there is no real Kheiko, that has a larger population than the Iraq Kheiko, from the Akrepo, so the Akrepo should still not bring in a Glarufe because of the presumption that the Mitzvah, instead of coming from the Akrepo, came from one of X number of cities in the world. That's how this is explained. But it's possible to explain it differently. And the Rambam probably explained this Gemara's Kasha that way. Now, we see the Kasha of the Gemara is not that even if there is no act and we are hitting the division name, so the Kribo should not bring the Negla Arufe, because presumably the Vetzeach came from one of the cities of the army instead of the Irak Kribo. Because even if we assume that the presumption is that the Mitzvah came from one of the cities in the world, not from the Kribo, but since the Glarufe has to be brought as a Kapore for all Israel, for all the Ayores, for all the Jewish Ayores, for all Israel, and it's only Aloha that the Yir Kribo has to bring, because the Yir Kribo has the biggest Shaitas. So even in the case where we know that the Kribo is not a place of origin of Yitzhak. For example, where the Kribo has no best, so the next Kribo brings in the Barute. And then we know that the Kribo that brings the next Kribo is not a place of origin. Still it brings. So here too, we know that the Kribo is not a place of origin. But but one city has to bring, and so the city that has the biggest shaykhs that can bring, should bring. So the melee, so the Gemara couldn't test. He raised almost all the down and made the Kriba shouldn't bring. But the Gemara's kashin is not directed. It's not directed against Chachamim's deen. The Gemara's kashin is directed against the Gemara's teretz. Chabzina's teretz. What did Chabzina say? Moshe Chabzina. Voy yakil lachol, abakab yakil in kishinei. So Chabzina, if it's a teretz, it's direct. The thing is not. The Gemara is a teretz. The Chabzina is a teretz. It doesn't make any difference. So the Gemara gives a teretz, be direct. That, but the Ike, so then, not the Kribo brings the Baruch. But if Ike, if there is a deal in Kribo and the fisherman, so the Kribo and the fisherman brings the Baruch. So the Gemara's question is, why does the Gemara give the tax? That the Ike, why does the Gemara save the tax? That the Ike, even the Kribo and the fisherman. So then the Baruch is what? Is what? By the Kribo, the fisherman, but the even if there is an Erechaiko, that is the visionary, so the Barupe should still be brought by the Erechaiko. Why? Because the Barupe has to be brought by the city that has the biggest shaitas with the Torah. With the biggest shaitas. Now, if we have to presume that the Mitzayach came from the Erechaiko and the visionary, so then if the Erechaiko and the visionary have the biggest connection with the Torah. But since neged the hope of the year the chayvah of the fisherman, there is a woman down there. So the melee, we should presume that the Mitzayah came neither from the year of chayvah, nor from the year of chayvah of the fisherman, but from which city he came? He came from the city X, one of the cities of the Alameh. So, see, but there is a halacha that the Baruch has to be bought by one city that has the biggest shaitas. So, but if we know that the Mitzayah came from the Yerichayko, so that city has the biggest shaitas. But if we don't know from which city the Mitzayah came, but we do know that the Mitzayah didn't come from the Yerichayko, the Mitzayah didn't come from the Yerichayko, no Mishnah. So then who should bring? The city, the Kribo, even though the Mitzayah did not come from it. In the same way as the Brisa says, that he is the Kribo, the most Kribo. So it does not have a Besdin, and the next Kribo has a Besdin. So the next Kribo brings, because that's the city that has the biggest Shaykhs, that is capable of bringing. So here, too, why did the Gemara say the text? Be the Lechem and the Kribo brings. But the Ike, the official name, then the Chayko wins, as the Rambam paskins. But why? Because the Chayko, the fisherman, is a rov. But neged the rov of the Achreina, the fisherman, the Chayko, the fisherman, there is a bigger rov of Rubedalne. So the melee, the presumption should be that the Mitzayah never came from Latin. Did not come from the Chayko, and he did not come from the Chayko division name, but from which city did he come? CX of Humidalme. So the Mele, the Yerachayko should bring. So the Yerachayko should bring. So why did he want to say in the Tevets that after the Lekker the Chayko brings? But if he came, so the Nefisha brings, even if he came the Fisha, so the Nefisha should be bringing. But the Chayko should bring. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Ben Yishev is Ben Yehov. In other words, when does the Gemara say that if Ike Achrit, the Nefisha Benei, so then the Kribo doesn't bring, but the Nefisha brings, that is, if this spot where the hole was found, and the Kribo, and the Kribo and the Nefisha Benei, are all surrounded by mountains. And then the possibility the likelihood of the Mitzayah coming from one of the cities of Ubed Alme is excluded, the likelihood. So the question, so then the shaila is, did the Mitzvah come from the Chaybo or from the Chaybo? So then we say, and we presume that the Mitzvah came from the Chaybo and the Mishnah, so then the Chaybo brings, but if it's not Mishnah Benori, if it's not Mishnah Benori, so then, if it's not Mishnah Benori, so then, even if there is a rechaybo in the fish and lake, even if there is a rechaybo in the fish and lake, so still the rechaybo is. Because it has to be brought by the same intent of the Shaykhs. And the biggest Shaykh is the test best. So the male, if there is a rechaybo, even though there is a rechaybo in the fish and lake, but if it's not the shelf in the oil, so the male we presume that the Mitzvah came from neither the Chaybo, nor from the Chaybo, but from one of the so the male, the Chaybo has to be the Chaybo. So that answers the question why the Rambam doesn't say that the only situation where a Chaybo, that the only situation, the only situation, the only situation, if we, according to Tesis, you see, according to Tesis now, Tesis didn't explain the Gemara that way. How would Rashi explain the Gemara? I don't know, because Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara's Kashi, the Gemara's Kashi. Maybe Rashi also explained the Gemara that way. He does the same thing, but from Tesis it can be deduced that Tesis explained the Gemara. The reason was a good the official. So even if there is no irachid and nefishimei, so the Chaybo should not bring because of the presumption that the Mitzvah came from good army. Because if Tetzves had explained the Gemara's Kasha the way we just explained it, according to the Rambam, so then Tetzves wouldn't have any Kasha from Yerushalayim. We take our minds, obviously, very good. Then Yerushalayim will be able to play the Apodam Tersim, Yerushalayim, or Yerushalayim, or but if they say, so Vishalim, if we say the Tetzves explain the Kasha of Gemara, the reason was all down there, the way it is usually explained, the reason was all down there. So even if there is no Yerachit and Vishalim, the Kriwa should be able to bring, because the presumption is that the Ritzayah is not from the Kriwa, the Ritzayah is from the Naume, so then we understand this discussion. So why do we have to resort to a possible? To a possible that Yerushalayim cannot bring any Baruch, and Yerushalayim couldn't bring any Baruch anyway, because Yerushalayim is a metropolis, Yerushalayim is a city towards which all Jews gravitated. So the Mele, it's possible. So it's possible that the Mitzvah of the Nerak came from Gudaume, that is a place where every Jew from every part of the world gravitated. So, but if we say, so Tesis had given certain truths, but if Tesis had explained the Gemara's Kasha, the way we say the Gemara's Kasha, the place was of Gudaume, is directed not against Rav Hanan, but against the Tesis of the Gemara. The Bilege, but the Ike, so the Yerachid and the Fishley wins, now the Chaybo, so the Gemara's Kasha. Even if Ike, why should Yerachid, the Chaybo and the Fishley win? The Chaybo should still win, because there is no Biro that the Mitzvah came from the Yerachid and the Fishley, because as against the role of the Yerachid and the Fishley, there is a bigger role of the Mitzvah. So the presumption should be that the Mitzvah came from one of the villages, the towns of the world. So even in such a case, the Chaybo should be. So then there is no Kasha from Yerushalayim. There is no Kasha from Yerushalayim. So you see from this basis, we don't know how Rashi explained the Gemara's Kasha. But we see that Tesis explained the Gemara's Kasha to me. But from Rambam we can say this is the way that Rambam explained. So that does not explain the Rambam completely, but it's not such a difficult question. If the Rambam explained it more the way he did,